Oh, it's going great. It's going great. We're getting towards the tail end, PRPs and workouts. So we're getting right into fall camp, August 1st, coming right around the corner. So we had a lot of the new guys and JT transfers come in this week and this past week too. And it's been cool, you know, building relationships with the new guys and I guess taking them under my wing because I guess I'm an older guy now. And I know me personally, I continue doing like footwork, working on my feet, steady in the film room, and teaching too. In essence, that helps me, you know, become a better player, teaching and showing the guys the ropes. And I don't know if they ever need anything. I always tell them they can just give me a call. But I'm ready, and I'm ready to go get after it. And it's right around the corner.
Yeah. So. Is there any game you're looking forward to? I know opener's pretty big.
I can't wait to play the first game. But we play them, I think, in October. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. My mother lives in Houston, so can't wait for that.
You mentioned you're one of the older guys on the team. How do you help the younger guys that are coming in, help them in this?
Man, just be there for them. Cause I know I've been in their shoes. Coming in as a freshman, Brian Logan, he was that guy for me. He made it a lot more comfortable out here in Provo. And, now LDS guy. And from the other side of the country, it gets kind of difficult at times. But he made me feel at home, and just from an off the field standpoint. But from a football perspective, he plays field corner as well. And I guess now me being in the same position he was, just being there for my guys and. In any way, off the field, on the field, and I feel as though I'm doing a pretty good job of that, you know, for the guys that just came in. So just continue to do that and being more of a leader.
What can you take from last year's defensive performance as a team to this year? To continue that progression?
Just continue to do what we've been doing. There's always room for improvement. Nothing crazy. Like as long as we keep, you know, conditioning and watching film. Film study is key. And, working on our feet. We'll be just fine. And, I don't know. Defensively, we're like a tight knit group. But, I know from the secondary standpoint, we're almost sort of a unit. Like we're all, you know, fairly close and. And that's all that, you know, same belief. There's a lot of the guys are married and have kids, you know. But, you know, surprisingly, we're close. And we'll have a similar season, you know, that we did last year.
So how does being close, you have a couple starters back in the secondary, how does that help you guys on the field to anticipation what their next move is going to be possibly?
Because, you know, when, you know, we got our safeties out there, they're the ones, you know, relaying that call. So it gives us, you know, a sense of security, you know, on that. You know, we've got the same guy, you know, reading the offense that we did, you know, the season beforehand. So we got that in Craig and Dan. And I'm just knowing I have him at my cat, you know, just makes it, you know, that much easier. And I know it's the same. I know it's mutual, him, you know, me playing, you know, field on his side. So. I don't know. It's exciting.
You got like what, double digits, almost 15 or so pass breakups. How's your ability, reaction to get to the ball so quickly to knock it out of hands or just get in the way to make a big play?
That's Coach Howell and, you know, the other, you know, DBs, you know, working hard throughout, you know, the season and whatnot, off season, you know, working on our feet, you know, working on our pivots and our breaks, and then that transitions to the game. So. And I owe a lot of my success to my coach and, you know, my fellow teammates. That's about it. You know, it's just nothing out of this world. You work hard and it'll translate. And I felt as though that's what we did this past season, from the DBs to the safeties, from the linebackers to the D line. So I'm just excited to get after it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.